Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I'm like, oh, that ended. That's a pause. That crash and burn. Oh, he sued me. So I'm on my apology tour. Honestly, you could talk shit about me for 30 minutes. And in the end, if you're like, but he's hot, fuck it. I don't care. All's forgiven.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Mercedes Javid, Doug Buten, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi there.
Would someone explain to Doug, first of all, how to pronounce Disneyland? It's Disneyland. Not Disneyland. No. It's Disneyland.
But there are two, right? There's Disneyland and Disney World.
Yes, I know. But what we're talking about is the pronunciation, because we just got some disturbing news this morning. Radiator Springs is closing on December 31st. Do we know why? We love that ride.
Well, all I know is that it's closing at Disney.
No. No. What? No. No. No.
Jump scare.
I don't know. I need to read more into this. But what I was trying to emphasize is that it's closing at Disneyland. I don't know if it's closing at Disney World.
Which one is that?
I don't even know.
It always is breaking down. Maybe they just have some maintenance stuff.
That was a great ride, though. We went on that with Monroe and Scary Sherry.
I'm sure they'll reopen it. I'm sure it's just a maintenance thing. It's such a huge ride for them.
And it's always closed down when we go there. Remember how many times we had to, it's closed down, and reopen it 2 hours later. And then
Casey, or whatever her name, she was like, it's open. Let's go now.
Carrie Ann.
Carrie Ann, her too.
Carrie Ann was that our guy.
It's going to reopen in January. They're fixing it.
You know how you're into like watching shark people die, and I jumped on that because of you. I also like to watch roller coaster disasters with like fatalities caught on tape.
Oh,
you can do a
I've never
dive.
Watched that.
Yes.
They show people dying though.
Yeah,
I watch a lot of car accidents where I know like, oh my god, they didn't make it.
Fatal. Yeah.
Yeah, I watch it because now it's just it comes up on my feed, on my Instagram feed.
Me too. Oh, because
so
it's in
all
your
day
algorithm.
Long I watch car accidents.
Yeah. But I actually thought that they were only showing you ones where people didn't die.
I think there's no way people could have survived.
That's a bad taste.
Carnival rides are way better because it happens. It's like very gradually and they have no control, you know. It's like the salt and it just sways and snaps places. Off and they break.
What?
Megan watches a lot of rogue waves and tsunamis.
Oh, yeah. They're all in Bondi Beach. How do you pronounce it, Doug?
Yeah. Bondi Beach. I've been in Australia.
Oh, you did good. You did good.
Thank God.
Megan's pissed at me because I sent her a video of a very turbulent airplane ride that was posted. And the reason why I sent it to her was like, look, this was a terrifying ride. Not the most recent one that happened in Hawaii, the one last week in Portugal. But everybody survived. It landed safely. Everyone, and she's pissed that I sent it to her. But the reason
she has a fear of flying.
I know, but I was trying to say, like, look, this was a terrifying thing and everyone's fine. Well,
okay, she didn't take it that way.
Is she flying this week?
No.
Okay. Can we just rewind back to last Thursday where, Doug, you did a C&K event with Paul and Patrick.
Yeah, fun.
And we had gone over who was there. It was Monica and Stu and Shane and myself and Doug. And who else was there?
And Patrick Jameson, and Paul and Jameson.
Jameson.
I always forget Jameson.
And Alyssa.
And Alyssa.
And Alyssa.
Yeah,
the whole time.
Oh, how did I
know?
We were like sitting next to each other
you're
the whole
right,
time.
You're right.
I seated you next to each other.
Yeah. Okay, but I do
and
have
it was
to,
very quiet.
Something slightly disturbing happened that evening, and I have to get it off my chest. And basically, after dinner, we all had espresso. Paul was reading our coffee grounds.
Armenian
so
coffee.
They're the cutest little espresso cups. So they were like, they were espresso cups with a little matching saucer and these little spoons. And so we had noticed it. Like people were like, oh, these are really great cups.
They were new. They
and then
flash.
Are you the one that said, oh, like when are you taking it back, Doug? When are you returning them?
I don't know if it was me, but someone obviously posed the question.
Yeah, it was Alyssa.
I don't remember. rumor.
Someone shady.
And Doug said, I've already processed the return. Right. They're going back tomorrow. As we are using the cups, as I am drinking my espresso.
By the way, an Armenian coffee is like goopy because the ground's at the end. Like it's.
So your plan was to put them in the dishwasher and then send them back the next day.
Okay, I know the mentality behind this.
All right, I just want to explain.
There's no explanation.
We did not use them all. I purchased
Oh, there's
more.
Two left.
Oh, so you were going to return the ones we...
We had a whole dinner party.
I didn't like them.
That's not true. They
that
were
is
perfect.
Not true. You said you had no room for them and you had no need for them, which is why... But no, you did have a need for them.
I did... I know.
We were using them.
Because yeah. We drank from them.
The day before, Patrick called me and he texted me. He said, oh, how many Demitasse cups do you have? And I said, oh, God, I don't have any. I said, I'll take care of it. And so I ordered some. And I the truth is, I enjoy a Demitasse. I enjoy a little espresso. But when I opened these up, the truth is, I knew right away they weren't going to work. They were very chunky, sort of like earthenware.
I loved them.
I loved them.
And in fact, I did not return them. You now each own them.
Well, I was appalled that you were using using these cups and that you were returning them the next day. I said, Doug, how much were these things? And honestly, they were a lot cheaper than
I thought. What did I charge you?
Hold on. You said they were...
Oh, was that $50 that
it's
I
the
then
upcharge.
Took?
It was $40 for a dozen cups, matching saucers, and spoons.
Wow.
It was a deal. I said, Doug, here's $50. I'll take them. And I gave 6 to Shane, and I got 6. I love them.
They're so cute.
I'm very happy. Also,
yeah, because you made $10.
No, but you didn't see those spoons. I did not open any of the spoons that came in the package.
Oh, so that okay. So that's the saving grace.
You were using
everything else was used except for the spoons.
No, some of them were not used.
Can you get credit for the spoons?
And, then, and as it turns out, Alyssa took that money anyway,
sure,
and she put it in her bra.
I did.
That's the only spot you don't lose it.
I'm not going there.
Well, you went there with me this morning at the photo, remember?
Oh, I did. I touched Mercedes' boob. But it was an accident. It was
the third boob of your life?
He was just checking to see if he could become like Elvira.
It's only been famous people boobs.
Oh, you've seen Patty's.
I love a famous
Patty,
boob.
Patty showed me hers. Tori Spelling made me squeeze hers.
Yes.
And then I graced Mercedes's just now.
Mine are natural.
Tori had hers redone. And they look great, but the problem is that they're too big.
Yeah, you mentioned that when
Wait,
she
did
came
she
back.
Have them reduced?
She had to replace them because it was 20 years.
Right, but she made them bigger?
She didn't want to. The doctor went ahead and made a, yeah.
Doctors always do that. They always make you go bigger for your body because men typically like big boobs. But women, we just want them to be smaller.
She goes, what do you think? I go, they're too big. You gotta do them again.
Yeah. She agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Ugh, that sucks.
That men like it. What about lesbians? So if you're a lesbian,
I can't speak for a lesbian. I don't. No,
Mercedes is saying doctors do that because men like big boobs. But if
boobs,
you now, have to be really smart.
Boobs.
Let's talk about the Very Countess Christmas.
Oh, yes.
That was quite an evening. We started off at my house at 5 o'clock.
Beautiful party. Whoa. Great spread.
It was a little rushed because. Shane had told us that the show starts at 7:30, and I'm ready to fight you, Shane, so I cannot
wrong
wait.
Wrong time.
Gearing up.
We have the text. The text says, party starts at Jeff's at 5, departure from Jeff's home 7 p.m.
Because I was under the impression the show started at 7:30, and you and I have been talking about it all week, so don't even try to get out of this. You had told me that it was 7:30. That was what I had thought. So we got there at 7:15, and we ended up there an hour and 15 minutes early to the event. When we could have been at the house, we had all that great food
so
that Chef Stu prepared.
We were the first ones there.
We walked in.
We had a hot bartender.
There were 4 Ubers. I think all of us took 4 Ubers. We all got there at the same time. We walked in.
Nobody was there. They thought it was the wrong night.
The usher had just clocked in. So she was like, oh, are you the show? Are we working together tonight?
Yeah,
this section is odd number. This is even. We could have ushered.
That's what they
Losers.
Thought.
Losers. We were there an hour and 15 minutes. There was no one else there.
Now, you're not exaggerating. There literally was nobody else other than the bartender setting up the bar.
Yeah, they're still, like cleaning the glassware.
The bar backs had just carried all the product into the bars. The ice wasn't there.
They asked if we wanted to carry it over.
And then there was us.
But the chumps, it was like our own party. There were 17 of us. We went into the bar. Yes, we were a bit early. A lot of chumps got drunk because of it. And then, I don't know, we had so much food at the house, but for whatever reason, the chumps started getting drunk, and then you bought a bunch of nachos? All of a sudden, there was like a table full of nachos. Which...
Here's the thing. I had to be at Megan's house at 4 to go to Monica's house and then come to your house. So like, my day started at noon.
Oh my God.
I was hungry. And then to see all that good food, and then everyone's like, it's time to go, it's time to go. And I was like, no, I want to stay and eat some more of this cheese. And
yeah.
So
the bacon wrapped.
Well, I'm sorry. Oh, I thought that the show started at 7:30.
We should have gone back to your house is what we should have
done. I know.
Honestly. We had time.
We had a lot of time.
It's only a 5-minute drive. You're right.
And then, so I took it as my cue to be like, maybe I can go like find food around here. So right as I'm leaving, the El Rey has a full-on bodega inside of the side of the El Rey. And I said, can I get a burger and fries? And they said yes. And then said, we also are a Mexican restaurant. So I was like, give me the biggest plate of nachos. And so I got a couple of those.
I was like, why are these people eating again?
But where was that? I missed that nacho moment.
The high top rounder at the
How are
bar.
You losing weight with, I mean, I don't get it. Because you ate at my house and you have the nachos, but you're so skinny.
You see all the snacks she has even just from here grabbed this morning.
I do. I have
what
a
What is going on?
Bag.
Is it the exercise?
It is. I think so that exercise is calories. So high interval. That's why I think everyone should do my workout.
What's the workout again?
At 45. It's 45 minutes. And I think because you're doing.
Hence the name.
Yeah. But
it's 30 minutes.
At 45.
Functional.
Fuck it.
Oh, fuck.
It makes
functional 45?
It makes you burn.
Fuck for 45 minutes and you're snatched. That's it.
Head to toe.
I like that workout. That sounds like a good workout plan.
So I'm not currently losing weight. I'm kind of like keeping it.
Maintaining.
Because of the nachos.
You're not going to. I didn't eat the nachos. I
brought
it for
Doug. I eat nachos for 45 minutes.
The end 45.
But yeah, no, okay. it makes your metabolism faster even when you're at rest.
All right. So in your defense, okay. Because we do usually after a chump event, we next day discuss who was the drunkest of all the chumps. You were number one. However, I now understand because you started at noon.
Yeah.
Right? Because you had to go to Megan's house, then Monica's house, then my house. And then we were an hour and 15 minutes early to the Countess Christmas. Yeah. So I get it. I get why you were the most drunk.
You also
disappeared at the end of the evening without saying goodbye to anyone. Do they call that an Irish goodbye?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes.
Where you just disappeared.
I was in the lobby alone. Everybody else was upstairs trying to meet Kyle. And I was completely alone. And therefore...
Kyle left before the show was over.
It was just
I didn't get to meet.
I think they
Kyle.
Were trying to meet the Countess.
I was there all the way to the end of the show.
I was there to meet Crystal.
Curtains up.
I wanted to see Faye Resnick. Oh, that's what I was excited to see.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think she was going to be nice to you?
Why?
No, I'm just
she's
asking.
Always nice
Why,
to me.
She's morally corrupt. No, I was very excited to see her in person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
So when you arrived at my house, you were a bit buzzed. You were wearing a very long black wig.
Very.
And you were upset with me because I meant it as a compliment, but I said you look like Morticia Adams. But
I'll
I meant
never
it like
forgive you.
But I meant it like the Netflix so show Wednesday, like Catherine Zeta Jones, like you looked hot.
Chic.
You took it as an insult. Then you wanted to cut the wig.
Yes, my hair.
And your real hair underneath because you had a ponytail. But it reminded me of 16 Candles when the girl, she got her hair stuck in the door.
Of course.
And then her girlfriend came and cut the... Mm-hmm. And so you and I and Jen Green went upstairs with scissors.
Oh, my God.
And Jen and I were like, I don't know if this is a good idea. And you're like, cut it. And I'm like, I don't think so. I think this is going to be like bad. And I think you're going to... And we were able to talk you out of it. But you wanted us to cut your real hair underneath?
I did. So... Okay, so my stylist, my hair people, they're out of town. So I had to...
So you wanted Jeff and Jen to cut your hair?
So I went to Party City and I got a...
Yeah.
And I go to the second best hair people I know, Jeff Lewis and Jen Green.
And I didn't want to look bad over the holidays. So
Honey.
I'm like, look, you know, like you always think like the holidays is going to be like a downtime. No, it's not. I've got parties to go to. So I had to figure it out. So my own hair is short, like this length, and I wanted to hide it. So you're supposed to like tie it into like a tiny little knot and shove it up to the crown. But I couldn't do that.
Because it kept falling out.
And I didn't have the right rubber band.
It kept like popping through the wig.
Through the back.
You don't wear a wig cap?
That's perfect.
No, I don't do that.
I mean, I wear a wig cap.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
For what?
I saw the little knot. The little knot was poking out through the wig. You wanted me to cut the knot, which was your real hair. And I'm like, she's been drinking.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a good idea. Yeah. Like, she's going to come back at me the next day and be like, what the fuck were you thinking? I was drunk. And so I didn't want that on me. So then I said, Jen, you do it. And then and then we were in my bathroom. And then thank God Jen wouldn't do it either. And then we found some way to put it underneath
the
wig.
Up in there.
On the way out of my bedroom,
uh-oh,
you stopped off into my closet.
Because your closet has 95,000 navy blue shirts in a row.
The sea of navy.
Yes. So, like,
she said it was Groundhog Day for clothes. Yeah,
if a wardrobe were Groundhog's Day, it would be yours. If I walked into that closet, the closet is nice. It's beautifully lit. Everything is clean and organized. But it's the same goddamn top, and I would get clinical depression if that was my only choice every day. So I'm like, Jeff, why do you need all these? Because I hear you tell people, like, if I buy something, then I have to get rid of something.
Okay. Oh, well, that makes it easy for him.
A navy shirt to give away a navy shirt?
It's the staples.
Right.
The navy is a staple.
Isn't it soothing? I find it very soothing to know, like, this. You don't have to do choices.
It's
you
a uniform.
The same thing every day. It's, right? A uniform. I think
this
it's
is
the
what
best
Steve
thing.
Jobs lived by, eliminating that choice from his day every day. Oh.
Groundhog's Day.
R.I.P.
No bueno.
Look how that turned out.
do you not have like a secret color closet somewhere, like where are all your colorful moments?
There's no secret color.
What about the guy from Hollywood Housewife that brought the real looks onto your show? Was his name Andrew?
Andrew Coleman.
Oh, Andrew Coleman.
Hey. What if you asked him to come into your closet and zhuzh?
Closet swap.
You
have to wear his clothes for a week.
Wear those little
shorts.
Just
wear
wearing belly shirts.
Yeah.
Macrame belly shirts.
And he wears like a string of pearls.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Yeah,
and the scarf game.
No. By the way, Peppermill Joe was at
looking
the
very
event.
Nice. Wore beautiful.
Looked
navy,
very handsome. Looked
navy.
Very good.
Velvet.
You're
blazer.
Still not feeling that?
No. I think he's a great. There's nothing wrong with him. I'm sure it's me. It's just we're friends. We'll be friends.
I didn't get introduced to him.
Well, you were busy eating nachos, not sharing them.
No. Was he at the house? At your
no,
house?
He wasn't at the house.
No, he was at the event.
Oh, okay,
he
that's
was
why.
There. And there was somebody sitting in his seat. He was just texting me, like, he got to his seat and there was somebody there with a ticket for that seat, so they made him move. And the same thing happened to Jameson.
Really?
At the show.
Yeah, but I just stood. I didn't want to deal with it.
Someone was in your seat?
Yeah. And I was like, excuse me.
Name them.
You're in my... No. And I just let it be.
Really? I went the next day to find out how much this seats cost, because you paid for everybody. You
Thank
invited...
You,
I had four comps.
Thanks,
Dad. And then... Hot Joe paid for himself and with Brock.
Yeah.
So then I bought
11.
I bought 11 tickets.
Well, there were $285 on the website.
I didn't pay that.
Got the general low rent rate, like the regular.
I paid $75 each.
And so.
But some of those seats were really good. I mean, they're scattered all over
right,
the place.
Right. So I had a single seat alone. Jameson had a single
seat.
Okay,
can I tell
alone.
You why I did that?
It was fine.
I'll tell you why I did that.
Yeah.
I don't want you to feel like excluded in any way. You and Jameson have great personalities, and I knew that if you guys were going to take the single seat, that you would meet friends.
Yeah.
I was actually excited to make some new friends.
I knew.
It's a great place to meet people.
And then,
unfortunately, you didn't.
Because I had groups.
Because there's somebody.
Oh, somebody resold your seat.
Yes. Maybe
they double sold.
No,
they double sold a couple of the seats.
Yeah.
So Jameson texted me, and I went and joined him, and we stood in the back, which was also very social. We met a lot of people. But yeah, I don't mind sitting alone. It's not. You're not going to talk to somebody during the show, and you're all facing the same direction anyway.
So I have to tell you what they did. So Sam, who I really like, it's the Countess's Lynn's, assistant.
Yeah.
She had called because they had given me four comps, and then I bought 11 tickets, and then Joe bought two. So they called and they said, the show is completely sold out. Are you going to be using your comps? Mm. And I was like, yeah. Luann was just on the show. Like, we just talked about, we're taking all these people. Yeah, but they kind of wanted them back. And I was like, because they want to sell them. Oh. I'm like, no. I'm not giving them back. Like, I bought 11 more tickets and I've, you know, advertised the show. Like, no, I'm not giving them back. And she was cool. Like, she was like, okay, we just wanted to double check. I'm like, yeah, I'm using the comps. But then they double sold two of the tickets that I purchased because you had to stand, right?
I did. It was an older woman. I wasn't going to argue with her.
Get up, bitch.
Did you have to stand also?
No. My seat was there and available for me.
Wow.
I forget the name of the gal behind
me. Were you down on the floor with the nine that we had together?
Yeah. I was on the floor. Stage left.
I mean, those were good seats.
They were great seats with Megan and Monica.
Did you have fun?
And Amy. Yeah, I had a great time. It was my first time. I thought it was shocking. Just the whole, like, how do people turn out like this for that?
But it's...
Wait, which I'm sorry. I'm confusing this now. Okay. How do people turn out for... How does she turn out for this, or how does the audience turn out for this?
The audience.
Yeah.
Three sold-out shows.
They were ramped up.
Double sold.
It's a fun time. I mean, people are there for the fun of it, for sure.
I thought it was really great. Fun. I had a great time.
It was really fun. I just was shocked a lot about the whole experience. I thought it was like a big turnout. So how many people does it seat? 1500?
No, I think that was 200 to 300.
Yeah, I would say 350. But didn't she say she sold out Foxwoods? That's a really big space.
It looks like a big space.
And it was packed.
And the balcony too. Yeah. Now wait, so where were you sitting?
I was up in that VIP balcony. I originally was going to sit on the floor with you guys. Okay. But then I was looking around at all the seats, and I was with Heather and Jen Green and Shannon Bedore. And they were like, hey, let's just sit up here because we have our own waitress. Oh. And then what happened, too, is that I had reserved a table, like, right on the railing. And I gave the guy, like, $50. I'm like, hey, take care of my table. He's like, yeah, I'll watch it for you. And so then I went down to have a drink, and I came back up, and Brad Goreski was at my table.
Oh.
And I'm like, hey. I'm like, someone's at my table. So the guy walked over and I'm like, Brad, I'm like, get the fuck out. This is my table. Cause you know, I don't like Brad.
Yeah.
But then I said to him, he looked like shocked. Like I was ready for a confrontation.
He was shocked too. Yeah.
I think he was a little shocked. And I said, hey Brad, did Joey talk to you? He's like, Joey. I'm like, yeah, Joey. Did he talk to you? Cause I ran into him in front of the gym. He goes, no. I said, I told Joey that I want to make amends with you and I want to put this past us. And he's like, okay. But he looked a little
scared.
Little
get the
scared.
Fuck up from my table.
Because I was like, get the fuck out of my table, Brad. But then
let's get together.
But then
let's
I said
amends.
Let's do lunch.
We are making amends
get the
right
fuck
now.
Out.
As soon as
get
you
up.
Get the fuck out, we're gonna make amends.
We're gonna be
friends
good.
Again, bitch.
So I said, we gotta talk or whatever. And then and then I said, do you and your friend, I said, do you want to just pull up two chairs? He's like, and he went over and sat next to Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then Crystal Minkoff was up there.
Uh-huh.
Who else was up there?
Lala Kent? Ooh.
No.
Wasn't she there?
No.
Oh, she was
the
announced.
Day before.
Countess was wrong about that.
Oh. She
there was some pop star there because Stu
Who?
Recognized her.
Britney
Who?
Spears.
No.
Who is it?
I didn't recognize her, but I have a picture. The one in the picture with you.
You got mentioned twice.
Oh, Jeff. I want to know.
You I was in the bathroom
first, and then she said, "And did I say Jeff Lewis
well,
is here?"
I was in the bathroom at that time.
Oh, okay, so you didn't get to hear it the first time.
No, I didn't hear any of it.
But Kyle and Faye Resnick were there.
Yes.
And who else?
Is that Christina Milian?
No,
I would have.
Okay, so what happened towards the end? Which this is why I love Shane Douglas. It was the Countess was there, and you had disappeared. And it was Shannon, myself, Stu, and that pop star or whatever. And they were taking a picture. They were taking pictures. And there was like five people taking pictures, right? And then Sam goes over to Stu and he's like, excuse me, can we just get you to step out for a minute?
Oh.
And he was mortified. And then Shane was like, yeah, so much better now without him. Oh. The real stars. Like, and he kept just like egging on and like heckling him. And he was so bummed out.
So bad.
I was sitting with
I was laughing
too,
my ass
I
off.
I know. It's really funny.
That's sad.
Yeah.
I have photographic evidence. There's all of them getting their picture taken. And then you could see Sam going up to Stu and asking him to leave.
No. No way.
Because I was, you know, cheering him on when they were taking the pictures. Like, you guys are so hot, so skinny, so fresh, looks amazing. And then when she stepped out, I was like, oh, so much better. Here we go.
But he was so loud, like everyone heard it, was laughing.
I caused the scene. God.
You did heckle him.
Oh, yeah.
Which he deserves it. It's funny.
I missed all that. I never got to see the Countess.
We left just as Luann was arriving.
Oh, shit. We got to take a break. All right. We're going to take a quick break.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty.
Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
We are back with Mercedes Javid, Doug Budin, and Shane Douglas. Yeah, here's the thing. I had the best time at the Very Countess Christmas, and I love meeting everybody, Jeff Lewis Live listeners that. Yeah. It's the ones that get a little drunk and keep circling back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they just keep circling back. I'm like, haven't I met you already? Oh, yeah, I was here. Like, oh, yeah, I've met you twice already, and I've already taken pictures. And you know what I mean? It's like,
and they want to take pictures
and they get just more and more sloppy, and then they come over and just, you and Stu are just the best couple. I just love you guys together. I'm like, you don't know, but whatever.
You're obviously
I'll play along. Yeah. We're real happy.
Things are solid.
Try showing up an hour early and tell me that.
And you can like smell their breath.
Yeah.
They get real close.
And then it's funny because when they were sitting upstairs on the balcony, like I think Heather got up or something to go to the bathroom. And then all of a sudden, bloop, I look over. Who are you? Someone else just sits down.
A seat filler?
No.
Oh, my God. You mean just like a no.
It's
like
not
a
the Oscars.
Somebody
it's
else
land.
And then Heather comes back and is like, that's my chair.
Yeah.
Oh. It was a seat filler.
Now, okay, so the we went through, there were 17 people at our house. Now, when we were buying alcohol, we had to take in consideration that 8 of the 17 people are alcoholics, severe alcoholics.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have the list so I can read it? So then we have our moderate drinkers. We had one sober person, which is Kian.
Shout out.
He's totally sober.
Totally sober. I think it's to resist his gay urges, which is why he stays sober. No, that is my theory. It is my theory. Sorry, Kian. But okay, so
has he been through AA though?
No, not at all.
He's not.
Okay.
He's not like.
I think he's afraid of what he'll do with once he has a drink.
And what he'll allow other people to do.
What his dick will do.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Severe alcoholic. Jeff, Stu, Shane.
Check.
Megan.
Check.
Mercedes.
Check.
Shannon. Heather. And Ronnie Tits.
Oh, yeah.
Those are all the severe alcoholics. Everyone else is moderate drinkers.
Okay. Like
okay.
Moderate.
So we have. Brogan,
yeah.
Moderate. Kian, sober for the reasons that I've mentioned. Monica, moderate. Let's see. Amy, moderate. Jameson, moderate.
Thank you.
Jen Green, Hot Joe, and then Brock.
Yeah. And the bartender was really nice.
Brandon.
Brandon. He's the one from the Womanizer video.
I was there too.
No, you've made headway with Brandon.
Brandon.
He thought he made headway with Brandon.
When I got dinner with Jeff and Stu on Saturday, Stu was like, oh, are you like flirting with Brandon again? And because I did kind of put it on thick the first couple times that we hired him. And so then I was like,
first couple times?
I was like, no, like I was just like playing hard to get. I was like being casual. I think it worked because he's like blowing me up. He's like texting me all day. He's like, hey, Shane, like, how are you? Can you send me the Zelle? I need to get paid. I think he really wants
me. He's into you. Yeah.
He had my drink waiting for me.
Made me the stiffies for sure.
Oh, he gave me
very
the stiffies.
Strong drinks. No,
he's a great bartender.
Yes,
and he's nice to look at.
He had a full one before I finished my.
Yeah, no, he's great.
Yeah, he's
no, great. I had to tell him like, hey, can you add a little more dirty to this? Because yeah, he was trying to get everybody drunk.
Yeah, he did a good.
And
job. I blame
him
for sure.
Yeah, we were overserved, but
We didn't drive, though. We were Ubering everywhere.
And I didn't disappear. I was abandoned, by the way. I was left for dead all by myself with the drunk people that were in the lobby. And then I finally and reluctantly had to get myself home.
Okay, so you were, I believe everyone voted, you were the most drunk.
Yeah.
Followed by Stu?
Yeah.
Yes.
Stu's always top four or two.
top.
And then
top
there
one.
Was Megan. She was pretty tipsy.
Yeah.
You said I was tipsy, but I wasn't slurring, right?
No. No, but I know that when you're drunk, you had your arm fully around me at one point.
Because I love you.
And also because you need help standing up.
And then you were making people do...
It's back stuff. It's back stuff.
Yeah.
You were making people do their sobriety checks.
Oh, that was amazing.
Do you remember that part, Jeff?
Of course I remember.
Oh, okay.
Because I was worried about the Jeff Lewis Live listeners driving, so I was conducting sobriety checks. Now, this very nice woman, Jen... failed miserably. I was very worried about her. I said, I think you should leave your car and Uber home. She did offer to give us a ride home. I said, no, thank you. I said, no, thank you. I'm going to Uber. She said she had three. She had Alfa Romeo, but it must have been a four-door because she said she was driving her friend. God, I hope they made it home. And then they had three seats in the back, like three empty seats. And mm-hmm. she said, do you want a ride home? And I was like, no, but Hot Joe is leaving. I'm like, hey, I'm like, Jen will take you home. She's like, no, thank you. Yeah, that wasn't funny.
Nobody should drive.
No, but I'm hoping that she Ubered.
For sure.
Because she failed that sobriety check.
She was
touch her nose.
Yeah. Jeff, like, cleared the area. Everyone out of the way.
Try to walk a straight line.
It was very funny.
Was I slurring?
Was I talking?
You're pretty drunk.
It sounded like you may have had dental work that day.
Was I there?
Oh, okay.
I will say we have made progress with Chef Stu, because once I noticed the slurring starting, I said, that's your last drink. And normally he fights me. He was like, fine. So he stopped drinking. And then at 11:30, when half the people went on to another bar, I said, we're leaving. And he just followed me quietly.
Good boy.
No problems.
Attaboy.
So, I mean, he's almost trained.
Smart.
Because he was thinking maybe there's another photo shoot at the next place I could get into. That's what he was thinking.
So he's getting out of the crate. No more crate training. He's out.
There's more training that needs to happen, but he's better. At least the training is working. Something terrible happened the next day. So wake up, go downstairs. Monroe, she got up before me, which is rare. I'm always the one usually, but I was a little tired. So I go downstairs. I sit on the sofa, and she's like, Daddy, Dory didn't move. Dory's the elf.
Shit.
And Stu is there, and I'm there, and I looked because Dory was sitting on top of the TV. I'm like, fuck. And I said, well, she's like, why didn't Dory not go back to the North Pole? And I said, well, you know, Dory was at the party last night, and good. I think Dory had a few drinks. And I think that, honestly, I think Dory's just being very responsible, not driving.
Right.
So I think that... And then Stu's like, yeah, Dory's hungover. I'm like, just fucking leave it alone, Stu. Shut up. And I just said, you know.
What's hungover, Dad?
So I just said that Dory was out late. You know, she was late with the party and had a few drinks. And I'm sure she's going to go to the North Pole tonight.
Dory loves Luann. She's a big fan.
She really wanted to go to Very Countess Christmas. But I didn't have any more tickets.
It was sold out.
Double sold.
So I think we got away with
it. That was smart.
Yeah.
I think we got away with it. And so then I moved Dory. Saturday night to a new spot.
Okay.
And then I'm ahead of it because right now she's at Daddy Gage's tonight and last night. I've already moved Dory. So we're good.
Okay.
This goes until Christmas Day.
But the problem is I can't make up all these. Yeah. I have to remember to move Dory.
You have to. Set an alarm.
Just set an alarm. Yeah. Label it. Shane.
Because I can't keep coming up with excuses.
Can't you just get her like a cute little bed, and if you're lazy, just tuck Dory in and be like,
she's napping.
She's sleeping.
Yeah, she could leave a post-it.
Yeah,
like, I moved,
come back later.
Then I moved back.
Napping.
Check my wig.
Maybe she did move and she just went back to the same place. She liked that spot.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing is like, why does it have to be a different spot?
Just to prove that she left.
Yeah.
So it's like when you
and she looks for it every morning. She looks. Oh, where's Dory today?
They chalk your tires.
My cousin
move up
sent
a
me
bit.
Screenshots for you for ideas. Did you get those?
I don't. You know what? Here's the thing.
We all sent ideas.
Stu wants to do a glass of milk with Oreos. I'm like, let's not do that shit. Let's just put her up high. And that because what I do during the day is I'm like, look, Dory's watching us. Mm. When she starts to give me a little trouble, I'm like, look. Dory's going to report back. And then she
it's
straight.
Terrifying.
More surveillance. Like, she needs
so
it.
Terrifying.
There's sort of like 13 cameras.
I'm sure it does work.
House.
I would be terrified if I was a kid.
Yeah. Is it working?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. She's been pretty good. Shane and I met with Dennis, the swing set guy.
Oh, boy.
Friday.
Is he cute?
I think we overdid it. We are building a. I just made the notes. I don't have my glasses, but we're building a tower with a playhouse on top.
Wow.
Slide with a ladder. A climbing wall, three swings, monkey bars, a chic rectangular above ground trampoline.
Chic.
Above?
A
chic rectangular.
Dennis said.
Where we landed?
Well, Dennis said, look, you don't want to do this because your kid's six. She's going to grow out of this in like 2 years and you're going to have this trampoline in the ground.
Okay, fine.
No, I'm like, you're right.
In your lawn.
Fine.
You're
well,
right,
Shane
Dennis.
What's Shane going to do then?
Oh, I'm going to use that shit forever.
But the only problem is, Shane, I think we overdid it. I think we're because it's going to take up the whole back of the house.
Sounds like
well,
it.
We need.
It's going to look like an apartment building.
Don't you have like an ADU to go up in that space?
I do, but I told Dennis.
Could you charge rent? Just do that.
Well, Dennis said, like, when we start building, which won't be for a year, that we can move, we can turn it and move it, but it's like fucking 40 feet long.
It's huge.
Are you going to move it to the barn?
I think it's fine.
40 feet is way too long.
What is the point of no return? If this is not going to
I'm going to return it. I'm going to pull a Doug.
No.
And we're going to return it in 12 months.
We'll read the grounds
in it first.
But
my question is like, in a year, Monroe would be like, I don't want this stuff. I'm not interested. So now you're committing now for something. She's going to be 7 in a year. She may be into something totally different.
People agree. Like to swing.
Just do a.
I love to swing.
I love to swing.
The treehouse. That sounds about me. Really nice. Like the little princess tower.
We're doing it. Here's the thing.
Well, she needs a tower. She needs her own like tower.
I thought about it this morning. I'm like, this is ridiculous what we're going to be building. Yeah. And it's going to look absolutely terrible. It's going to ruin the backyard. But then I had to tell myself this morning, this is why you bought the house.
That's the point.
You
of the
bought order. It for the backyard. This is all for her. This house is for her, basically. I'm building the apartment building.
Yeah, okay. Yes. But I think you should make the tower like what Shane just said. Make it like the tower bar and make it look like the main house, just a mini version.
That would be cool.
Mm. We're doing like a okay. So
it's
there's
your favorite place.
There's an enclosed house on the top, and then underneath is a picnic table, right?
Yeah,
perfect.
Oh, for our lunches.
I'm on board with
but
that.
Do we need 3 swings and monkey bars and a climbing wall?
No. Is it removable?
I mean, you got to do the climbing wall.
Climbing wall, yes.
I thought it was good exercise for her.
It's so cool.
And upper arm strength.
Yeah,
and
so fun.
In summertime, we can project movies onto the climbing wall by just placing a screen or something
screen.
Over it. So that's multi-purpose.
So $10,000 later.
Oh, Jesus.
But, and we're not going to have heat. But you know what? We're going to have a climbing wall and monkey bars and 3 swings and a ladder.
And door locks.
You keep warm by going up and down the wall.
Yeah.
Jump on the trampoline.
I mean, it is kind of absurd, this thing.
Swing. Pump your legs.
And speaking of no AC, how much are those Adele tickets going to cost you? Because
they're not. Oh, I'm going to be sorry with this. I'm not paying for anything. I already told him. Because he's like, I have a $500 jet suite credit. I said, we can use that for 1 ticket. He said he's going to buy the tickets to Adele. And then he's like, you can get the hotel. I said, I'm not paying for anything. I'm going for you. Right. I'm not paying anything.
It's expensive. So, that's like a $10,000 commitment, just the tickets and the flight. And
you
the hotel.
Can use my $500 jet suite credit for 1 ticket, but I'm not paying for it.
So you've got to go to the Vegas residency. That's the only way to see her. She doesn't come to L.A. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to go to Vegas.
So it's going
to
be $10,000.
That's what I'm saying.
Everything's $10,000.
It's not going to be that much money.
The tickets are like $2,500.
No.
They're ridiculous. Yes.
You can go see Adele. You can get a swing set, or you could get new locks in your house.
Oh my God. I lost sleep over the locks.
It's so upsetting.
I was like,
that's insane.
Go ahead.
Well, I feel bad, but I, you know, as somebody who just listened along, I hated that she. I forget her name,
Lori.
The gal who authorized it. Like, was she empowered to authorize it? They should have talked to you. But that's a lot of money. Too much money.
I would
money.
Just, this is what
it
I do.
It makes me sick to my stomach.
It's a scam.
Yeah.
It's such a scam.
I think it is a scam.
The locks were already installed. Lori had signed the invoice. It's like, she signed it.
It's too much money.
This is what you do.
I was glad I got it down to 5.
Yeah, I'm
she
impressed.
Signed,
that
girl.
Was good for you.
She signed, girl.
She signed it.
So do you think normally then that other 5,000, that's all just profit? Like
for sure.
Oh yeah.
Are you kidding? Like, I don't know what that costs them. Like materials,
the locks are $500. Yeah.
500 in materials and 4,500 labor. I got ripped off. But you know, I'm trying to move. I explained to her like this can never happen again.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it wasn't like a $30,000 something.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Right?
What's 5,000?
So did you?
No, I'm not diminishing that.
Right.
I just,
no, but did you end up getting a price per lock? Just
I don't want to talk about this anymore because it really ruins. It's going to ruin my Christmas.
My fault. I brought it up. Sorry.
It's Christmas.
Nice job, Jim.
Come on, Dad.
It's also
it's
Hanukkah.
Christmas.
It's Christmas and Hanukkah.
Yeah, he probably bought a kidney with the money, if that makes you feel better.
And did what with it?
Kidneys are 10,000.
I don't know. Hopefully you use it.
Kidney.org. Donate
honestly,
it to a family. Like,
what would make that would make me feel worse if you donated it to charity. Oh, that would put me in a real fucking bad mood.
I hope you bought a new car, something nice.
I feel better. Like a down payment on a, you know,
Botox,
Audi A3.
If you went to Nurse Jamie, would that make you feel better?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
I hope you got hotter with that money.
Yeah, facelift. Mm-hmm.
Hot locksmith.
Was there any... Oh, Jesus.
Now he's tuned in.
Lock me up.
You've been so horny lately.
I had a great weekend. You
were. I saw Alyssa's stories on Instagram. Alyssa, you were like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we were in the desert with Scott.
And then just like a random
engaged.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why you're so horned up?
He's a nice guy.
It's like a random chair of fire.
So nice.
He's a really nice guy.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. That's
they were swinging from the chandeliers.
We were.
I got this amazing, amazing Christmas gift from Jameson. It is a glass with Jeffrey Dahmer. And it says, let me make you a drink.
Hell yes.
Ignore the white fizzy stuff on top. It's just soap.
It is a great glass.
You need a set of that. Five more coming.
Don't
yeah,
return
I
it.
Do. That would be nice if I had five more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where did you get this?
Etsy.
Yes.
Everything
on Etsy. Maybe.
How much was the one glass?
$5,000.
Yes. It's under $20.
One glass is $20.
Yeah. Jameson, do they have so other? But six. Do they have other serial killers, or is it all Dahmer? I would love Jeff to have the full set of serial killer glasses.
I don't know. I have to look.
Can I tell you? I would really love that.
I know
the Ramirez
I'm being
guy.
Serious.
Yeah, Richard Ramirez. Okay.
No, what about the hot guys? Who were the hot ones who killed their parents?
The Menendez
brothers. The Menendez brothers.
Shirtless.
Oh, I might have to get a dozen because
they're
so.
Watcher.
Right.
Why don't you?
Eileen Wuornos. That's a fun.
I'm not. Is that a woman?
Yeah.
Women
this is a dark
women.
Show.
I don't know. You heard the you heard that the Watcher left me another letter.
Oh my gosh, I love it when he writes you.
I know. should we play it real quick?
Yeah,
we'll play it and then we'll go to a break and take calls.
Such a pro.
It's been a while, Mr. Lewis, but don't worry, I've kept my eye on you. One of your exes told me that you're leaving 2341 North Flores Street. I ran into him at the Grove and we got lunch. Don't worry, it was just dad stuff. I hope your new house has enough space for all of your twinks. I'll find out soon enough. I've also heard that the new house has termites, and not in a good way. Maybe you should try sprinkling some of that lovely seasoning around the house. That shit'll kill anything. Oh, and good luck getting your security deposit back. You're gonna have to hire a contractor to patch all those glory holes you bashed in. Please buy the leprechaun some clothes that actually fit for Christmas. It's almost impossible to do my surveillance when I'm staring at the top of his ass crack half the time. I haven't seen your parents around in a while. I guess they turned their back on you like everyone else in your family. You wanna know why? Because you're a little bitch. I guess this is farewell, Jeffrey. For now.
I'm gonna miss him.
Is he going away for Christmas, you think?
Well, I'm...
Oh, but no, hope he sees his family.
He goes to the North Pole.
Is that Dory?
Yeah.
It's
Christmas.
Monday.
Come on, Dad. It's Christmas.
Oh, speaking of that, so she has been using that line on me all weekend, Monroe. On Saturday night, we went to Century City. We had dinner and Christmas shop. And Shane and his roommate Brogan joined us. Stu was there. And she was on her iPad playing this game. It's like a diner. You work in a diner. And then the customers, I like these games
Diner
for her.
Diner Dash?
These customers like order food and then she right. delivers it.
So
it's
relatable.
Like
they leave without paying.
That's my former regular people game.
One of my roommates
she
used
can
to be
the
really
other
into Diner
live.
Dash. Yeah.
It's so and good for her. It's so relatable.
Yeah.
And
it's a part-time job.
But she's always in the food. She always is in the food industry. She used to run that cafe on Valley Vista.
She loves food and bev.
It's honestly the closest thing she's going to have to a job. And I just think
this could be her passion. F&B. This could be her deal.
So a customer had ordered F&B. Oatmeal. And so I think Brogan had said.
I was like, oh, do you like oatmeal? And she was like, no. I was like, oh my God, I love oatmeal. And then Brogan was like, I don't like oatmeal either. That's gross. And then she was like, Brogan, you don't have to yuck his yum. We don't like oatmeal, but he does.
I am so proud of her.
Yuck his yum.
You don't have to yuck his yum.
Sweet baby. Yeah,
I love that.
That is a great
She's like, I don't either, but you don't have to yuck his yum.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah.
Let's
I was like, thanks for standing up for me.
That's
don't yuck
very
my yum.
Mature. Mostly only like 8 to 12-year-olds say that. So
now, by the way, you know, we all know about the Squishmallow craze. They've got a Squishables store at Century City.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Squishmallow. I thought it was Squishmallow. But we went. Do you know that?
Is it knockoff?
You just said they're different names.
Squishable, not Squishmallow.
I thought we were buying a Squishmallow from the Squishable store.
No, we were buying a Squishable from the Squishable store.
Designer.
Is that like
costumes?
An edible? What happened?
Wait, are they cheater brands of each other?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's the same thing. Okay.
Ugh. We got her a knockoff.
Squishmallow?
Squishmallow. Yeah,
Mallow. And the other Squishable.
Squishable.
Okay.
She's obsessed with these things. And I've already told her, like, after the new year, you're not chewing on any more nanas. Mm-hmm. Not that's it. So we're gonna get her a ton of squishables and squishmallows because.
Oh, so you're open to the squishies, the second ones?
Stu bought her one.
She already has it.
And he bought her a squishable keychain and then also a squishable doll. So she's happy with that. This is going to be good because I think this is going to help me transition out of the nanas.
Okay. I brought her one. Remember I sent you the picture of her?
She loves that. Did you get her the little Hello Kitty one?
I think so. It was like a little bow on her.
Yes. Yeah. She loves that. It's she's sleeping with that.
Yeah. We got it in Trankus.
She says hello. I don't know.
And I'm bringing Shams over to play with her. They're going to have so much fun.
Oh, that'll be sweet.
I just got
We're home.
Yeah. I got a flash as I was leaving. I was like, Shams and her are going to have so much fun.
Cute.
We'll make sure we stop by play before date. Yeah.
And Amy Phillips' daughter.
Maddie.
I'd like to do a play date with them as well.
That'll be
great.
She's great with kids.
Amy you got to be careful with that Maddie with Monroe's closet, right?
Why?
Doesn't she wear Monroe's clothes?
Not anymore now.
No,
they're
because
like
Maddie's
class.
Bigger. Maddie's just slightly younger than Monroe and is bigger.
Oh.
She outgrew the hand-me-downs.
So,
oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Now, by the way, Doug,
yeah.
Shane, give Doug props about the humidifiers.
Oh, my God. It is such a hot tip. Jeff's tree is thriving. My tree is thriving.
It's a hack.
Yeah. It's, I mean,
my
it's a great
tree,
hack. Life hack.
My tree, November 27. It's still supple. And
your tree is not. Your tree is still soft.
Yeah, exactly. Are you watering it, too?
Yeah, hot water. Super hot water, of course. And the humidity.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah. I didn't.
I didn't. What about Sprite? Somebody was saying put Sprite
no,
in.
No, I don't like doing anything with sugar. I feel like it's going to attract bugs. I do hot water. And then every few days, if the water starts to develop a smell, I use a bulb baster to remove all the water and then add fresh hot water.
The
so you always want fresh
bulb?
Hot water.
All right, we're going to take calls. Oh, let's just take this Tamika.
Okay.
She was at the very Countess Christmas. Hi, Tamika.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Good.
Hi, everyone.
Morning.
I would like to say that, first of all, I met you at the Countess Christmas, and I'm the black girl, you know, one of your four black listeners.
I was so happy to meet you.
I was so happy to meet you, too, but I wanted to say this. When I brought my friend over to the table, she wanted me to go with her after I met you the first time, and I wanted to take a picture with you. As soon as she sat down at your table, I ran away.
We all do that.
Is she blonde?
You ditched her?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I took off.
It took me a crowbar to get her out of that seat.
My God.
She's still there. She saw the Saturday show.
She helped clean up.
That's the one that Heather McDonald. Oh, yeah, she took Heather McDonald's seat.
Yes, I know. And so I heard you talking about it this morning. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
Well, I hope she enjoyed the show.
But I told my kids, I'm the one that lives in Hidden Hills. I think
neighbors.
I told you that.
Rich.
Rick.
Can we be friends? I live
VIP.
Off Burbank.
Thank you for
Valley
calling,
Circle.
Tamika.
What are you doing?
What we have? Oh, you want me to wrap up, right? That's why the music's on.
Yes.
Okay.
She's giving out her address.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, Doug. Thank you for being here. Happy holidays, Mercedes. Thank you for being here. We don't see you for two more weeks, right?
No,
you're
I'll
leaving.
See you in 2023.
Oh my God.
You're going to Miami.
I'm going to Miami.
Have a great
Bienvenido.
Time. All right. Have a good day, everybody.